It's my great pleasure to welcome to WBJC David Hyde, a public affairs officer with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary Flotilla in Gaithersburg. David, welcome to WBJC. Thanks for coming all the way out here.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
The Coast Guard Auxiliary is a voluntary group. Tell me a little bit about the Coast Guard Auxiliary, if you would.
Okay. The Coast Guard Auxiliary is the uniformed volunteer arm of Team Coast Guard under the direct command of the U.S. Coast Guard, which is our parent agency, and acts as a force multiplier as such is part of the Department of Homeland Security. We were created by an act of Congress in 1939 as Coast Guard Reserve, but the name was changed to Auxiliary as the reserve component was created during World War II. Salary hasn't changed since creation. We work for free.
Well, volunteer, how about that? Now, I was looking at your list of missions, and it's rather extensive. You guys do a lot of things, but it appears that your primary mission is one of safety and education.
That's true. Public education classes are held through the flotilla. We also partner with the Department of Natural Resources in Maryland, and we offer boating safety courses. And if you pass the boating safety course, you are considered certified in Maryland, and you get a certificate, which allows you to handle boat rentals.
Now, you were telling me earlier about in Maryland, there have been quite a few boating accidents.
That's true. In 2018 in Maryland, there were 122 accidents. 13 of those resulted in at least one fatality. So in total, there were 16 people killed and 85 people injured, with over $1.1 million in property damage.
Now, could some of these perhaps have been avoided if a proper boating inspection had taken place, for example?
Boating inspection and boating safety as well. Mm-hmm. Boating inspection probably would have managed the any mechanical failures or issues that caused the problem. A boating safety course would have explained the rules of the road and navigational rules. That helps people avoid collisions and marine hazards. How to signal for if you're in distress or you have a problem. So yes, those things would have prevented fatalities.
Now, if someone's getting, for example, his first boat and wants to do it right, can they contact you for training and for an inspection?
Yes, of course. Vessel safety checks can be requested on our website. That would be https://cgaux.org/VSC.
Someone can contact you via that website for an inspection.
Yes.
How about for instruction?
Yes, if they contact the flotilla or if they don't know the flotilla nearby, they can just go to cgaux.org. and look up education classes on the flotilla website, or they can contact our flotilla if they are in the greater Maryland area or near Gaithersburg or Germantown.
And you do this year-round, right?
Yes.
Do you have a phone number for more information?
Yes. If you wish to contact us and request information about education classes, the area code is 305. The number is 965-4036.
And there are a bunch of websites which I'm going to be putting on the WBJC webpage. You'll be able to look that up to see for boating safety, virtual checks, virtual inspections, etc. My guest, David Hyde, with the Coast Guard Auxiliary Flotilla in Gaithersburg. David, thanks so much for coming down.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.